formula for each cup. Take it from the teacher. Would up a number one and half a weight for not a feature. I'm under them, I'm under them.
Anything, anything you in and you can't run. No error, no dead, they are ticking no wrong bang. Right on your end time, you said you wanna write your son, she take any attention.
Montreal, my city, the drama this morning. 2 days away from Easter Friday. This is the Good Friday special. This is the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. And we are locked in on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. I am Pastor Thomas this morning. We have choir director, Brother Philip, in the building with us. He has played for Elton John, John Legend, Kirk Franklin. He's been around the world. He has a Grammy Award winning album. DJ Maddie in the building. Give me one more scratch. She is probably the most influential girl in the city. She makes all the cakes for all the cakes. We talking about chasing the bag. She is the one. We have First Lady Portia Squires in the building with us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. We coming to you live, baby. Let's go. If you've lost faith, so today, if you're battling the forces this morning,
because I feel in the spirit is manifestation time. So here I am, Jesus. All I have is your word. Show yourself to be God. I know you.
Good morning, Montreal, 7:02 in the morning. This is the Good Friday special, the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. We are in the building. First Lady Squires is in here with us. Big up Drastic Measures on the filming, on the producing. DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. They don't do it like Brother Philip does it.
But I know you will, you shall, you've got to come through. Just like you did for Abraham. Lord, I need you to show me your signs.
You know we're going to go into some drama this morning. It's our special Good Friday. It's probably the biggest show that we do. Right off the top at 8:30 in the morning, we have Bishop Burton from the Resurrection Center. If you didn't catch the intro, we have choir director DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. We got First Lady Portia Squires in here with us. The madness is real. I even turned your mic on yet. This is the most controversial, polarizing, entertaining, energetic morning show in the country. I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant, but this morning, I got to do my Pastor Thomas. I got to give you the good book. Just the way Noah went through it. Just the way Moses went through it. They want to treat me like Cain and Abel. Ah! We going to do the good book this morning, Joe Black. We going to do the good book this morning, Rick Specialist. Montreal, my city, if you with me this morning. We going through everything, man. We're going to play some gospel hits this morning. DJ Maddie, be me here, be me here. I know we're going to do some Kanye first. But this is Good Friday. It's the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. This is the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Let's do what we do.
dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Montreal, my city, 7:05 in the morning. Good Friday. I know a lot of y'all don't got work this morning. Choir director, Brother Philip, alongside. Give me that good gospel. Give me that good word this morning.
To recession, depression, and unemployment.
With him, all things are possible. With him, all things are possible.
Because I brought some special guests. The incomparable Jay Moss. And my son, Mobile. Let's go.
Y'all ready?
You know we couldn't do a Good Friday without some Kirk Franklin. We gotta play the OG, the Jay-Z of gospel music, Mr. Kirk Franklin, Melodies.
Melodies from heaven. Thank you.
Montreal, Montreal, my city. You with me this morning? Good Friday. You know, we're doing a little different vibe this morning. Give me the best in gospel. I'm bringing you guys closer to Jesus this morning. It's Good Friday. It's Good Friday. DJ Manny on the ones and twos. Porsche Kisses in the building from Smashing Sweet MTL. God is good. God is good. Let's get it.
You never knew you would have failed. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's a pain. It is not your portion. Failure. It is not your
portion. Yeah, I know we had a gospel bag, huh? You thought all we did was trap music and rap music. You think we could do it all? We might give mind, body, and soul a run for it on Sunday. Louise, you see me? You see how we do things? Maddie, bring me back, man. If you have faith, if you love God, if you got kindness in your heart, this is Good Friday. It's the morning detour. Let's do what we do.
You never knew you would fail. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew
you would fall. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
I heard his voice say, here's a pain. It is not your portion. Failure. It is not your portion. Sickness. It is not your portion. You never knew you'd be broken. You never knew you'd cry the tears that you cried. You never knew you'd lose the things you've lost. But I heard his voice say, I have good news, I have good news.
Good morning, good morning, Montreal, my city, 7:14 in the morning. This is the morning detail, the number one morning show in the country. I'm alongside DJ Maddie, and of course, co-hosting once again. We got her back again. Smashing Sweet MTL, Miss First Lady Squires. How are you doing, Portia?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Now listen, you resonating coming through the mic this morning. You shining through the shore.
Can we take a second to, I don't know, anyone listening, I need you guys to go on live stream and see Weezy is suited and booted. He came through today.
My mom was telling me to put my black suit on. Then she told me to put my gray suit on. Let niggas shine. I told my stylist side, all the outfits got to shine. They got to be bright.
I'm
looking like Don Johnson in Miami Vice. Listen, let's talk about Good Friday. We're talking about, you know, Jesus being on the cross and crucifixion and resurrection. You know, it's the first Sunday, Easter Sunday. Oh, man, I think it's the one holiday I like a lot.
Explain why.
I don't know, man. I remember as a kid, I'm going to, what's that church? Maddie, what's that church in front of? St. Paul's Church in front of the Jewish. So my original church is Pastor Adler Church on the Carry.
All right.
But I go to St. Paul's Church. My mom's Anglican. I remember as a kid, me and my cousin Capo were supposed to go to church. So once you get to a certain age, your parent doesn't go with you no more.
Okay.
They just trust that you're going to get to church.
Uh-huh.
So I remember we used to get these bikes in the hood.
Okay.
And at one point, one winter, we had a bike somewhere, and I remember trying to go up the hill on Coast and Catherine with the bike.
I'm not going to ask how you got the bike, but no, continue.
I just know we were skipping church at some point, and we were supposed to be going to church, but shout out to that, man. Those are good days, man.
Did you get an Easter basket or like?
Listen, I'm there, man. I'm there for the Palm Friday. I want all the Easter basket. The best thing about Good Friday is that bun that only comes out once a year. I don't know what's up with that Jamaican West Indian bun. I don't know if they put crack in it or what. Well, that thing tastes right. If you haven't gone to Mr. Patel, it's probably sold out by now. Let's be honest. That Easter bun is sold out by now.
Okay.
I feel like you know, all the childhood stories you grew up knowing. Like, I feel like there's a bad story behind Easter. I feel like Easter, but I feel there's like some slavery stuff behind there.
Listen,
because every story.
There's definitely a story behind it, but I know about the Easter bunny and a basket of chocolate. That's what I know, okay? That's what I'm going to roll with.
But listen, it's the more detail. You know, we entertain and we educate. So Good Friday, many Christians around the world observe Good Friday on the Friday before Easter Sunday. It commemorates Jesus Christ's passion, crucifixion, and death, which is told in the Christian Bible. It is day after Monday, Thursday. Good Friday commemorates Jesus' death on the cross. So this Friday, I think it's the first time ever, we're going to have Bishop Burton, Bishop Dave Burton from the Resurrection Center, which I believe is the richest church in the city.
Okay.
But don't let me tell you, you know, they have all the cameras on the top. I'll let y'all know. I'm going to put up the number on the bottom of the screen. You can follow us on YouTube and Facebook. Yeah, you can send your donation to the Resurrection Center via tap. We're going to give you the number. We're going to give you the PayPal. We're going to give you the Zoom. Whatever you want to do, we're going to have it going on this morning. Big interview. Shout out to Warner Music. I went and see she's Somalian Canadian R&B artist Amal last night. She opened up for JoJo at Corona Theater. So shout out to Warner Brothers, my man Donald. Great. Yo, JoJo got a little thick. JoJo's wearing the see-through. I know it's a holy week, but you know what I mean? I have to give you the goods. But yo, JoJo did her thing. Amal was great.
Okay.
It's good when you get to see celebrities and they come out and they're like, she was overexcited when she hugged me. I was excited too because she looked great. And I got my little celebrity picture. I want to shout out Sha Frank. I saw Sha Frank. I think Sha Frank's one of our notable artists in the city. So I said, when are you coming on the detour? Are you too big to come on the detour now? Okay, you know, Montreal artists are big when they roll around the city with their entourage.
The detour is big, okay?
No,
detour is big, okay?
This is the show you want. Right? Come on, she said when she comes on the detour, she wants to wear my leather coat. Shout out to Shondell. Coming to you live from DJ Kicks. If you haven't bought shoes, clothes, or a bike from Shondell, I know it's a weird combination, but DJ Kicks does it like that. It's like the Hood Apple Store, but it's sexy. So things are going on. JoJo looked great. Shout out to Amal. They're going to Ottawa and Toronto next. So it was great. It was a great concert I saw. Also, I went to my first media call, Pipeline, Black Theater Play. It debuted yesterday. It's about a single mom. She's a teacher in a public school, and her son goes to a private school. And he gets into a little incident. And it talks about, you know, you and I, we both went to Wigan, and, you know, we'll probably talk about it in a little bit. It talks about the dichotomy, how the minute a visible minority kid gets into trouble, they goes from that pipeline from being in school and then the pipeline to prison. Wow. So, you know, it's a very sociological, talks about parenting, talks about race and stuff like that. So that place called Pipeline, it's out right now. It's at the Théâtre La Licorne, and it's brought to you by the Black Theater.
Okay.
So I'm going to go see that tonight, actually, 8 o'clock. Shout out to my boy Danny Payne. I did a lot of media this week.
Did you?
Yeah, we got busy this week, man. Yeah, so Pipeline is smart. It's well-written. The delivery is good, boy. Shout out to my boy Uncle Shu, Haitian actor. He's on the play. You know, I got hit up my man, Dem L'Union Fait La Force, Saint-Michel P9, RDP, Haitian, you know, Dagenais, Laval.
Okay.
You know, I think we got some Haitians at Amabé as well. I think some Haitians. So, you know, a lot of things are going on. I know a lot of us looking forward to Sip and Paint this Saturday. It got pushed back to May 7th. Is that correct? So that's going to be a double feature that night. We'll have Sip and Paint, and then we'll have the Scotian Party. So hopefully you guys will start seeing me and Porsche out, you know, trying to move this Detour brand. I might need extra security on this Good Friday for Porsche, but I don't know how things is moving. So that's how we're going to do that. Cranium is coming on May 3rd at the Belmont. So we're supposed to be getting him on an interview in a couple of weeks. So we'll get Cranium, major reggae artist. DJ Stark, who's going to be DJing. Showtime's at 9 o'clock. And you get tickets at The Sounds of Reggae. So that's at The Sounds of Reggae on Instagram. So that's going on, man. A lot of big things going on. This morning, we're going to feature, you know, new music by Tegans and Trey Lamont. So we're doing a lot of different things this morning. I was thinking about it, man. Has Portia been to church? You know what I mean? Let's get into your business a little bit this morning. It's Good Friday. Good morning, Montreal. 7:20 in the morning. Good morning, Detour.
So I've been to church as a child.
Hold on. You're going too fast. We got church folk listening this morning. What kind of church did you go to?
See, okay, so I'm Catholic. I'm born a Catholic. I did my Holy Communion and my confirmation.
You and all white is just killing me. You and all white is killing me. It's like, oh shit.
So I don't go to church as an adult, but I do believe in God. I have faith. I pray daily. Oh my gosh, this might be an unpopular opinion. I don't believe me actually attending a church changes my faith.
Well, we're gonna talk about that with.
Throw it on him. Yo, DJ.
Yo, bro. Yo, what are you doing, bro? Well, you know, that's going to be one of the questions I'm going to ask Bishop David Burden is that, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially in this modern time, you don't have to go to church to have a relationship with God. But I want to ask you, so what are some of the things, you pray for, you know, besides a juicy bag?
No, I pray for good health, happiness, for myself, my family. That's really my good health and happiness. Those are the things that, I pray for daily. And I thank God for waking me up every morning.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing everybody should be grateful of. You know, you get to open your eyes because I hate to go in my sleep. I got so much more things to do. I hate to go out like that. But I want to dedicate this show. I don't know if you guys heard about the two shootings that happened in Toronto last week. So you had one was a student. Another was a young gentleman that he got multiple shots just bringing home his groceries. So that was a family member of mine. So, you know, it's crazy to go senseless like that. And, you know, I know we talk about it a lot, but you have to value every day. Mm-hmm. Every time you wake up, you got to value that. If you do anything, you know how to be religious. You know how to believe in God, whatever God you pray to. We all got to come, you know, at least in agreement there. You know,
100%.
You know, let's enjoy every day. Yo, they murdered my brother-in-law. He's just bringing home his groceries.
My condolences.
How you empty a clip on somebody like that? What a way to go, man. I never want to go out like that. You know they want me to go like that. You know they want to crucify me like. You know they want to crucify me like Jesus.
Don't speak that into existence. Don't do that.
The madness. So you're not supposed to eat meat this week. I've always broken that rule.
I don't eat meat. So
I think I was born in Texas because I love me my meat. But you're supposed to eat fish. You know, shout out to all my West End people with the red snapper and all that. I mean, we're gonna talk about faith this morning. It's gonna get deep. I want to hit you with this quick joke. Let's do some Fresh Face Fridays. Brought to you by Synergy.Medispa. Make sure you follow them on Instagram. You want to get your body sculpted and your face peeled. You know what, Portia? We gotta send you there with the cameras.
I'd love to.
You don't need no work. I'm just saying. We'll put you in the body sculpting machine. We'll do some laser removal. We'll do some face peels. We'll do some things. So that's Synergy.Medispa. Portia, I know you're a mother, so yes. I want to throw this one at you a little bit. It tickled my fancy a little bit here. So, Montreal woman leaves 11-year-old son at restaurant to visit spa.
I read this.
I like that you did your homework. You're looking at the notes. So police in Western Quebec say a mother from Montreal left her 11-year-old son alone at a Chelsea, Quebec restaurant for several hours last weekend while she went to a spa.
Get the dessert, baby.
So does it make her a good or bad parent? Because the kid is still 11 years old.
I'm not the person to ask this. I'm like the most overprotective. My daughter can't walk to the corner without me. So I'm like the worst person to ask because I'm like super overprotective. So no, it's a no for me.
Listen, I've been a firm believer on my show, and I keep saying this, that I feel that certain people, you know what? We're just going to blanket the statement. People should have to pass the test to become a parent. Because we're perpetuating a cycle of just idiot people raising other idiot people. If you're a waste and you have kids, there's a high probability your kid's gonna be a waste as well.
Let's not say that. Let's not put that on the children.
But I don't want to put it on the children. But you are what your environment dictates.
I feel you. Yeah.
If your parent is not 1,000, if your parent's not a buck, and then they have kids, what's gonna happen?
I feel you.
You're not around realness.
Or you see what your parent is and you want to do better. It could go that way too. It's an example of what you don't want
to
be.
Where's the child gonna get the foresight to do that, Portia? We went from Caillou, and why are all the kid children animation stars all like these bald head white kids? So we have Caillou, and who's the new one there? What's the new one there, Maddie there? Yeah, Paw Patrol and the other dude. They're all bald head dudes. I don't know what's going on.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Coco Melon.
Coco Melon. Why are they all bald head dudes?
They didn't grow the hair yet.
Listen, man, you know, man, I came up on Mr. Dressup, but Mr. Dressup is fly as hell right now, too. He's like the sneaker king.
He was.
I feel like we need a black Mr. Rogers, and they got rid of Reading Rainbow, which was like the greatest show ever.
The
kids
way
don't
you're
read
dressed
no more.
Right now, you can be Mr. Rogers right now. Look at
yo,
the getup.
Yo,
look
my
at
sweater
getup.
Game.
Oh boy,
you want to come to my neighborhood? Let me tell you something. My puppets be crazy. I be taking all the puppets from all the show. Like I want Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. Give me one of the Teletubbies. I want Dora. And Diego. I'll just be the mashup house. Listen, me with the children's show, that'd be crazy though.
Oh boy.
Joe Black, Rick the Specials, yo, let's earmark that. Let's timestamp that. Let's get that in the books. You know, Weezy love the kids. Weezy love the kids. Okay, so DJ Maddie, let's play some music and you know, some more gospel hips, and when we come back, we'll do some local international news. It's the morning detour, it's Good Friday, 7:26 in the morning. You know how we do things, man. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Thomas, First Lady Squires, Musical Director, Brother Philip, we in the building.
Ever since I can remember, you've always been right there for me. And no matter what I was doing, you let me see how life should be. You do it for me.
greatest story ever told. So as the clock is counting, I'm taking up my cross, leaving my cell, headed up the Skull Mountain. I see the prince of the strip, and I'm thinking to myself, what crime did he commit? Same time, my man Barabbas from the block walked past us. Sentence being set free of dead gangsters, who's dying in my place? Same time, the other person fell to the ground, I fucked with his face. He was mad arrogant, I was trying to keep calm. David gonna drive nails into my palm. I'm paying the cost, my life is being lost. But I hear this angry mob as I'm hanging on a cross. The words that they spoke was cold like Antarctica. You ain't the son of God, you the son of a carpenter. Son of God, that's when I recognize who he was. What's the dude from the block they call Jesus? Jesus.
In the morning. Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal. It's the Morning Detour. Weezy Mo Chase and Pastor Thomas. It is Good Friday. It is Good Friday. I think we're going to do some news now. Porsche Squires in here. Smash the Sweet MTL. What's going on? Did you? You should have done like a Good Friday cake. Like how would you have done that? How would you have done that, Joy?
I can't even think of it. It's definitely not the Barbie joint that you like. Yeah, definitely not that. Total
listen,
opposite.
I love that Barbie joint. Okay, let's get into some news. The news is kind of crazy this week. So, young Montreal area woman fighting for life after apparent car surfing incident. I know people really do this in real life, but apparently this has happened. So, two young women have been injured, one to a life-threatening extent, in what appears to be a car surfing incident. So, for those that don't know, car surfing refers to a daredevil activity whereas someone rides on top of a fast-moving car. Now, I know no point is this a good idea. You trying to car surf, Portia?
I'm good.
Oh, man, it's crazy, boy. So it appears that the two women, aged 17 and 20. Like, you would think by the time you reach 17 and 20 years old, you have a little bit of common sense. I know you're not fully an adult, but a little bit of common sense?
A little, hopefully. Like,
goddamn.
Their mothers might have left them at the restaurant while they went to the spa.
They're the kind of people that still think wrestling is real. We don't car surf. Like, how's that conversation happen? Like, Porsche, we say, my ain't doing nothing. You want to go car surfing? Like, how's that conversation even come about? Listen, man, some crazy people. And now they're fine for their lives. And she was driving like a 50 kilometers an hour, too.
It's not that fast, yeah. But when you're standing on top of a car, yeah.
You know, things are happening. You see, let me talk about young dudes and being punctual. This one I want to talk. This is going to be a teachable moment this morning. I thought that was my boy Jamarco. These young guys supposed to come intern with Big Will, and they're not here yet this morning. It's going to be some teachable moments this morning. You see, they're late. I said we start at 7. Is that going to be a problem? They're not here yet. Okay, let's go into some madness here. I've never been to jail, so I don't know about these things too well, but this thing, something called dry cells. I don't know what a dry cell is. So, dry cells to be banned for women prisoners suspected of carrying contraband in their bodies. So, okay, this is kind of wild. So the federal government announced it would ban a controversial form of confinement for inmates suspected of carrying contraband in their vaginas. I apologize for the profanity this morning. I know church people is listening. I'm just reading what CBC wrote. So, but critics say the government should reconsider the practice for everyone. Dry cells are essentially a type of solitary confinement, which sees prisoners suspect of carrying contraband in their bodies subjected to 24-hour lights and surveillance and deprived of access to running water. So basically, they dash them in a room, nothing to go on, and they're just waiting for you to pass the thing wherever you put the thing.
With no running water, that's harsh.
No. You're suspected of carrying some contraband. You're a criminal, Portia. I'm going to put you in a room by yourself and let you run it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what's going on.
Can't even get no water?
No water.
I'll be parched.
So that's going now. That's crazy. They try to get rid of that. That's all kinds of shout out to everybody in jail listening to the show. We don't, you know, well, they were a fan of Lorena. I'm sure they're a fan of you now. If we open up the lines, you know what I mean? Listen, man, if you're on your back, you in jail, shout out to everybody locked down. Listen to us in the morning, getting the information from the Morning Detour. I salute you on this Good Friday. But yeah. That's where it goes. I think it's always disgraceful when people vandalize churches. I don't know why people even go about doing it. If you don't like something, just leave it alone.
For sure.
But downtown Montreal church defaced by graffiti for first time in 133 years. It's crazy how they keep a record of the last time a church been defaced.
That's crazy.
133 years. I think it's a long time. I think everyone, you know, it's okay. You know, 130 years. I don't know. Right? But what's sad is like it's right before Easter. This is our Holy Week. It's the resurrection of Christ. You know, it's where, you know, we celebrate the crucifixion, which I don't even know why we celebrate it. We'll ask the bishop when he come up here. But St. James United Church is a downtown Montreal landmark, and it usually welcomes what that brings. It has an outdoor public space in front that is often used by those who want to make a religious or philosophical statement. But it came as a surprise to church officials Monday when they found a graffiti scrawled on the front facade of the church located on St. Catherine Street West near St. Alexander Street. So did they face the church with the graffiti and whatnot, and I don't know what the hell's going on. I know that young dude is trying to come in here, right? So the graffiti seems to be a tag or a graffiti artist signature that was squalled sometimes during the night of Sunday to Monday. I think you should get locked up if you deface like a religious property, not just churches, mosque, whatever. I think you should be locked up for like at least 3 months. I think 3 months. Maybe not in a dry cell, but you should be locked up for 3 months.
So they can get water.
Listen, I'm trying to lock up all criminals. Okay. I want to be, if I was a lawyer or trying to run for Supreme Court, I'll be tough on crime. I'll be tough. I'll be one of those guys that I'm a stickler for crime.
I wouldn't want you to be on the opposite side of me.
Yeah. Until you got to bail out one of your family members. Because
no matter in the dry cell.
Yeah. No matter how well you try to leave your life, you're always going to have a cousin, a sister, a family member, an uncle, somebody that you're going to have to go save.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put your own morality on the edge. And in Bel Air, you know, Uncle Phil had to face those kind of dilemmas too. He said, "We tie everything together. It's Good Friday, man. It's Pastor Thomas, man. That's how we do sermons." Friend of the show, hopefully he's a friend of the show. Mark Wahlberg wants to combine his faith with his film career. So Mark Wahlberg, you know, major actor, major producer, creator as well. He wants to do more faith-based stuff. So everybody's turning to God now. That's good. Listen, man. Whatever gets you through the thing. You looking at me? Look at this guy. Whatever gets you through the thing, man. It's crazy. I have a big beef. Shout out to our friend, the show, you know, other candidate, Mr. Moro's in here. I'm about to bring him a question because I don't know what's going on with Ensemble Montréal. So Ensemble Montréal is putting forward a motion to allow leash dogs on public transit.
I'm good. No.
You know, every West Indian person is like, we're not taking no metro bus.
No.
Yo, Shondell. Tell Sean I'm gonna need some chairs from downstairs, man. Tell Sean I'm gonna need some chairs from downstairs. But Ensemble Montréal is trying to push this. Like, listen, I know Montreal has a great community of animal and dog lovers, but we need to draw the line somewhere. Listen, if you can't see and you need to see an eye dog, I'm with you.
Yes.
If you can't see, I'm with you.
Yes.
But listen.
Everyone thinks their dog is like, it won't bite. You know what I mean? I can't have you on the metro with me. Oh, don't worry, it won't bite. No.
So the article reads, not all dogs are cut out for riding on public transit. If your dog is pooping and peeing in public spaces, don't bring them into places like that. But everybody thinks their dog is perfect. It's like a parent with their child. No, he doesn't do that. And then you see the dog just piss on the metro.
Exactly.
Like, we're not going to let our metro system become like New York.
No.
We are not going to let our metro system become like New York. New York, you feel dirty just as you get into the subway. I feel filthy. You know what I mean? I'd rather take the dollar van or take a taxi or take an Uber or Lyft or something. We are not going to let our metro system turn into New York metro system by allowing these animals on the metro. So, you know, a lot of things going on. Sean, I need the walkie-talkie. Oh, man. So much things going on this morning. That's the morning. The door's crazy. Everybody's in here. I want to hit you guys with this thing here. You know, we talked a lot about schools and stuff last week, but Asian Quebecers are in an uproar right now, Portia. Asian Quebecers condemn French language programs for offensive classroom material. I'll give you the skinny. So Asian Canadians are condemning two Quebec French language programs after course material contained offensive stereotypes was distributed to students. So Jimmy Chan, president of the Chan Association of Montreal, which this is crazy. Jimmy Chan, president of the Chan Association of Montreal, said he was stunned upon laying eyes on the worksheets, one of them referencing a stereotype about Asian cuisine and the other featuring an Asian caricature.
Do we know what it is?
Yeah. So at the Quebec International de Francais, the University du Québec in Trois-Rivières, the UQTR, students were given a worksheet containing an offensive stereotype about Chinese cuisine. So in text depicting a conversation between two people, one character is asked whether they liked Chinese food, to which they reply, "Are you kidding me? I don't eat cat."
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Yo, that's,
I mean to laugh.
Yo, like that's in a school text.
That's crazy.
That's highly.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So Chan goes on to say, "This is no respect for other people's culture," said Chan in reference to the worksheet. But according to the UQTR, images of the document, which circulated on social media and were first reported on by CBC News, are being taken out of context. So this is the school retorting back. So okay. I know you won't take. We'll talk about this in a minute. So it goes on. It is an excerpt from a discussion between two fictional characters where one of them presents great ignorance about culinary habits in different cultures. So they're trying to, you know, depict a conversation between two people. But still, not the joke I will put. You could have put, "Hey, listen, man, a little bit too much soy sauce on these noodles. They might be a little bit too salty. They might not put enough chicken, you know what I mean, in my chicken fried rice." But you go to, you know, say, playing on the stereotype that.
Very politically incorrect.
But, you know, we could do a little bit better. So. But we gave the language police so much money. We give them so much. We give them so much money. You would think we could get some of these things right.
Or in Quebec, they do what they want.
Yeah, listen. You know, as long as not only us black people. I wish I had a science fact this morning. I was trying to figure out what can we. I'm dying to drink tri thing. Next week, I'm definitely gonna have some balls of tri thing. You know, we got the bishop coming up here. I don't know. We had holy water. I know. Big Willie got some holy water in the back of the truck or something. Sales looking like he don't even drink no more. The boy done lost 80 pounds. Okay. I'm tired of all these pretty celebrity dudes around me. It's crazy. Munch on my city. 7:43 in the morning. We're gonna play some music. We have an interview by Imal. She's a Somalian-Canadian R&B artist. She's opening for JoJo right now. They're headed to Ottawa, then Toronto. Caught the concert last night. Shout out to Donald for Morning Music. Great concert. JoJo got tick. JoJo better watch out, huh? The man's are going to come for JoJo, huh? I ain't tell you nothing, no lie. DJ Matty, give me some more gospel, and let's play the interview. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. So now we're recording Montreal, my city. I'm eager this morning. This artist has had me in my emotions for the last couple of days. She's a Somalian Canadian R&B artist. I think she's bringing R&B back for Canada. She's a singer, songwriter. Comes from a big family, so you know she's rooted. That's our theme this morning. I want to welcome to the show Major R&B. Imal, how you doing?
Oh my God, thank you for that beautiful introduction. I really appreciate it. And I'm doing well. I'm in a good space. I feel like I'm really just, you know, finding my footing. Like I'm on a nice groove right now.
Listen, you are hot like fire. Your videos look like videos from the 90s. It's like y'all spending millions of dollars. When I saw you on the car with the smoke, I was like, okay, she's on something different. Montreal, my city.
What? I love it.
Imal will be opening up for JoJo in Montreal. I am going to the concert. How do you feel? How do you feel? JoJo's a big deal. How do you feel in this moment?
What? When I heard that this was even like a possibility and it wasn't confirmed yet, I was already losing my mind. I mean, this is somebody that I used to belt at the top of my lungs to her music. And I followed her journey for a long time. I know all the ins and outs of, you know, all the obstacles she's had to go through. So to be able to share a stage with somebody like that, it's honestly, it's inspiring. I feel like it's an honor. Like, she's everything. So I'm just hyped. I'm so happy. And of course, like, finally things are going back to normal, right? You know, it's been a while since I've performed. I did like intimate shows a couple, you know, when the project came out, because we were restricted. We couldn't do anything more than 200-300 or something. So this is like the first time since everything has happened that I'm going to be on stage with more than a couple hundred people.
And
so,
what goes through your mind as you're building your set? Because I feel like I think Beyonce, when I think about you R&B stars, I'm okay. The songs are connecting. For R&B, it's different because I feel like when you guys write songs in R&B, it's so drawn from your real life.
Yeah.
So then, okay, the songs is there, but I'm thinking about the stage performance. What can we expect from you? Because I see your videos. You're not just easing through it. You're putting layers in there.
Oh, you're amazing. Oh, my God. You know what? Because I'm, you know, this, I feel like I got an amazing band. I got, his name's, so it's TJ, an amazing guitarist. Mm-hmm. And then John, who's just crazy on the keys. Sean, the drummer. They're unbelievable. And so it's definitely, like, the last few sets that I was doing was more acoustic, but I really wanted to incorporate the live element of it. So that's, you're definitely going to get all that and just a bit of interaction with me. And it's a 30-minute set, so I'm going to do my best to try to, you know.
It's not enough. No, I got a problem with that. As a fan of you now, Amal, I have a problem with that because I'm expecting to see you for an hour.
God, I wish it was more, but I can only do what they tell me I'm allowed. That's just the truth. But you know what? We're going to, in the summertime, I'm not 100% sure yet, but we're going to be doing like my own, and I'm going to be heading out to hit all the cities. I was supposed to do it a while ago, but it got canceled again, you know. So, but yeah, no, nothing's going to stop me now. I feel like everything's going back to normal. So,
So let's talk about this. Your last EP, Millie, was released in October. Such hits as Honey, This Here Ain't Cheap, These Nails Ain't Free. I Got the Honey. I was like, whoa. Goddamn, girl.
Yes.
Goddamn. I thought you came up in a strict household, but you out the box now.
There you go. You got it. Yep.
Petty Love is my favorite song. I want to urge everybody in Montreal. I'm speaking with major R&B artist Amal. She has a song called Petty Love off her EP in October called Millie. Petty Love is my favorite song of yours right now.
Wow.
I love that song. Selfish is great. Renegade. Wow. You did your thing on it.
Wow.
I need to see you tour this album, but you got some new stuff coming on end of April, right?
Yeah. I got a new record coming out. It's called Lullaby, featuring Sid, which I think is, I'm so excited about that. I've loved her music and the internet, just everything that they've done. And I think it's going to be really amazing.
So let me ask you this. How do you kind of pick your features? Because I've listened to a lot of your music the last couple of days.
Yeah.
You don't really need no features. You have the stories. You know what I mean? You got the voice and you got the look. I don't think you need features. But how do you kind of pick your features and who would you like to feature with in the future?
I appreciate your kindness. Thank you for that. But in terms of features, for a while I didn't do any, mainly because I felt like, like you said, I felt like I had so much to say that I needed as much space to be able to convey it. And then also, I wanted to like put myself more out there. But with my features, you know, I think people who I align with on a human level, and then of course, if it naturally is something that we feel in the studio, the record is feeling, you know, just super authentic. But I have to like really love who the person is, you know, not only their music, because some people their music is great, but you know who they are, you maybe don't align with. So that's like number one. And then who I really like, my dream collab is, I love Kalani. I think she's incredible.
You and Kalani? Yo, can I name the tour? I'll name the tour myself.
Yo, I'm calling
Call the tour Silk. silken tattoos. You and Kalani? Oh,
I love that. You are amazing.
Oh, my. It'll be beautiful. Switching gears a little bit. Mustafa, one of your most powerful songs. In Mustafa, you talk about the strife that's going on in Somalia and in Africa. Mm-hmm. How important is it for you to really convey what's going on in, you know, in Somalia, in Africa, in your music? Because the way you did on Mustafa, it wasn't like black, black, black. You did it in a very smart, sexy, R&B-ish way.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for that. And, oh, by the way, so it's Mufasa, pretty much
Mufasa. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, there you go.
You're going to kill me. Mufasa, sorry.
No, you're good. You're close enough. You're good. And I it's crazy. So when I first started doing music, you already kind of picked up on it when you said, you know, this hair ain't cheap, you know, these nails ain't free. You're like, damn, I thought she grew up in a strict... So because when I started first doing music, it is very taboo. I was one of the first Somali girls to like be out there. You know, we had Kanan, but there weren't any artists like out there really doing it. And we, because of, you know, just like the strict upbringing that we had, it wasn't a viable option for me. So when I did start doing music, I talked about the things that I was seeing in my community coming from Somalia and leaving my country. I was like, I really wanted to put into words, if the land were to be, you know, if Somalia could speak, if, you know, a lot of these countries that are going through turmoil, if it had words, what would it say? And that's sort of like the what came out. And actually, I wrote that with my cousin, and it was so innocent. We were just in high school, like, very, just so genuine. And it came out, and I feel like that really helped people to connect with me. But what happened was I ended up only writing about music that was about those topics, and I was completely absent in my music. I didn't talk about the relationship stuff. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I was.
Oh, we getting it now. We getting it now.
You're getting it now, but also because I was scared, and I felt like I was although I got backlash for doing music, there was a sort of a sense of, okay, if you're going to do music, you're going to stay in this area, you're cussed because it's conscious music. But the minute you step out, which when I did, it did come with a lot. And I, you know, I think I wasn't prepared for it then, but now I don't care. No,
you good. You
I'm living my life.
You're good.
I can't wait to meet you. Wow. It's gonna be
I'll be at the concert on Thursday. So Montreal, my city, one more time. I'm speaking with major R&B artist, Somalian, Canadian. She's a singer-songwriter. She's opening for JoJo in Montreal, Toronto, and Ottawa. I'll be at the concert on Thursday. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Amal, before you leave, right, you're opening for Charlotte Cardin in June. Are you excited about that? Now, by June, we're going to be in full festival mode.
Full. Oh, I am so hyped about that. They're sold out back-to-back, and I'm pretty sure I could say this. It's like 4 days back-to-back, all sold out. Like,
damn, girl, you doing your thing, man.
Thank you. Oh, my. I feel blessed. I feel blessed because it's been a long journey, and once it starts, you got to be prepared and ready to show up. So I've just been getting myself ready.
Okay, so let the fans know one more time. Amal will be opening up for JoJo in Montreal, in Toronto, and in Ottawa.
That's
if you want to say anything to the city, if you haven't got your tickets yet, let the people know what's up, Amal.
Montreal, I want to see you come out and celebrate. It's been a long couple of, you know, we've been through a lot, all of us as a people. So I just think this is the time for us to just celebrate. Things are going back to normal. I want to see all your beautiful faces, especially the girls. You better come looking sexy and bad. It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. So I'm really looking forward to it.
This here is not cheap. Amal, I appreciate you, man. Yo, I love your spirit. It's good to see, especially artists, when you talk to them in person and they match their music. You know, you're a down-to-earth person just like your music, and I love it, man. You're good people.
Thank you so much. No, you're amazing at what you do, by the way. Keep it up. Like, I look forward to meeting you.
Thursday.
All right. Thursday it is. You take care.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, Amal. Make sure you follow her. Somalian Canadian R&B artist. The girl can sing, boy. Met her last night. Shout out to Warner Music. My man Dono. Ah, this is music. It's Good Friday. Pastor Thomas. First Lady Squires in the building. Smashing Sweet MTL. It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Give me that better love shit, that grown up to the grave shit. I know you see me calling, your phone ain't fucking dead. You just trying to piss me off while you're leaving me on red. Got me acting outside myself. Crazy, you say I should get some help. When you the one that's bringing all the stress, I'm better off all alone. Cause since always you call it with bullshit, I let you have it, you got it. We both can be acting all childish. On that petty love shit.
That new Trey Lamont coming up, baby. That new Trey Lamont.
It's Trey Lamont.
Hey, the boy can sing, boy. I promise you, Montreal Massey. Good Friday. You catch us on live. Yeah. YouTube, Facebook, love. The Morning Detour.
Pull up, it's in too lit.
Hey.
Never got dumped in the split.
Easy Trey Lamont, let's go.
It's Trey Lamont. Pull up, it's in too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pin. Yeah, this a bus all twine and twist. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. Gotta come down like a river. Let's deny. We don't ever talk about feelings. Now you try to steal it. Hold up, bring it back, gotta wheel it. It's that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling. Pull up, your thing too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pain. Yeah, pull up, your thing too lit. Grab a guy dumped in the split. And I got smoke to the pain. Yeah, this a bunch of twine and twins. Come like you try to get twins. I'ma take a flight to beam. Gotta get fly like fish. Gotta coming down like a river. That's dinner. We don't ever talk about feelings. Now you try to steal it. Hold up, bring it back, gotta wheel it. It's that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking to the moon.
It's that dog, gotta seal it. Push it past the ceiling.
Talking